was in a contest, and she won the contest. And of course, she would help me with the farm, the veterinarian work. She'd help me, and she was just an all-around wife.
Uh-huh. Was she involved in any activities here in Roswell?
Yeah, she was involved in the home demonstration. They had different buildings out in the edge of town, and anyway, it was a group of women that got together, which that's just about thing of the past. Of those buildings was given by certain people, and they finally quit using them, and the original landowners taking them back.
Okay. Do you have any family stories that emphasize local history?
We go back. My grandfather's, my great grandfather was half Cherokee Indian, and the first its own record is 1850. My great-great-grandfather was 1 year old then, according to the, and my wife was also genealogy, and she helped me with the and the. So anyway, the come from overseas. They were Huguenots, come out of France and Germany. And the ones we didn't know, we weren't an educated bunch of. And my son got the first degree over Georgia, and just one brother got a degree over there. And it was just we have found out about there was more. Dr. wife went to a tea party in Atlanta, and there was the one that the home, she was from Sydney, Australia, and she sat across the table and introduced my daughter-in-law, introduced herself as Ann. She says there's lots of in Sydney, Australia, and she gave me the library and all, and got, and they recognized that we dropped off the in the United States, and they says the in the United States is not as prosperous as the in Sydney, Australia. I said, amen, that's us. There's a little over 100 families of the in the United States.
Huh. And where basically did your family come from? You said your parents grew up around here. Where did they,
their parents come from? Dahlonega, Georgia is where the, and they worked in the gold mines. On my grandfather, that was where the come in, and my grandmother was from Calhoun, Georgia, and she picked cotton when she was 100 year old, just to say she picked cotton. So that's where on my grandmother, they come from Calhoun, Georgia, and they are the one that found the first nugget of gold. And my uncle, long as he lived, he sat on the front bench up at Dahlonega at the gold celebration. So we worked in the mines, but never did own none.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell me today about Roswell or about your life here in Roswell?
Anyway, me and my wife, either one, we didn't know too many other places to compare, because at the age of about 18 or 19, neither one of us had been out of the state of Georgia. And so you can see, so it was home, and we didn't know what other people had done too much, and we did travel a lot. In her later years, in the 80s, where we traveled. And I told her, I says, where we read the little geography book, we'd back yonder and had pictures. I said, we're over here where dog food was made, and so we traveled quite a bit.
All right, well, I guess that's it for today. Thank you very much.